This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, it's now the fourth day of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militant groups and group Hamas. This comes after a surprise attack from Hamas on Israel over the weekend. The war has left 1,800 people dead, the latest count. Israel has responded with many airstrikes on Gaza, and the 140 square mile area controlled by Hamas. At least 14 Americans have been killed in the fighting as of yesterday. President Biden today, it's likely Americans have been taken hostage by the group as well. ABC News will have much more on that coming up in just mere moments. An 80-year-old woman from Colorado is stuck in Israel. Carmen Epstein's son, Harvey and Jay, say she was traveling herself to a bucket list trip there, and it comes at the worst possible time.
Stuck there on the day of the biggest war that's been over there since 73, it's really hard to sit here and stomach.
Carmen and her boyfriend Bill arrived in Jerusalem last week. It was just days before Israel declared war on Hamas after a devastating attack on the Gaza Strip. Her son in Boulder says that they are trying to get out, but it's going to take some time with multiple airlines canceling flights in and out of the country. The family is frustrated to see other countries evacuate citizens, but not the U.S., as the government says it's not actively considering it right now. In other news, the Colorado Springs Police Department says East Las Vegas Street reopened following a train derailment. Eight cars carrying military vehicles left the track just south of Circle Drive yesterday evening. No injuries, thankfully, reported. The police department says the heavy side road activity is likely to cause delays along that street over the next few days. Well, they didn't get away with the cash, but Colorado Springs police said a forklift was used to steal the entire ATM this morning. According to officers, the ATM was ripped out of the Int Credit Union off Jetwing and Moonbeam Drive. The forklift was left at the ATM. They were found near the credit union, but the suspects have already fled. That investigation is currently underway. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says there's no new information available in the ongoing information of the disappearance and the death of Suzanne Morphew. The CBI announced in a social media post that a tip line has been set up to receive many tips and new information about the Morphew case. Tips can be accepted by phone or through email. Morphew disappeared in Chaffee County in 2020. Her remains were recently discovered in Swatch County. The suspect in the shooting of a police officer in Pueblo says he was not sure why he chose to pull the trigger. Dion Council Rivera was arrested last Wednesday after he shot an officer in the shoulder while police were investigating a domestic violence report. A second shot struck the officer's ballistic vest. Council Rivera told police that he had anger issues and ADHD, and he considered killing himself before surrendering to police. And the Air Force Academy is aiming high in its quest for a keynote speaker at its annual National Character and Leadership Symposium. A two-minute video posted on YouTube last week makes it clear that the Academy wants Robert Downey Jr. to be featured and be the speaker in the February event. The video even shows the Academy's superintendent pitching the idea to thousands of cadets in the school's dining hall and getting an enthusiastic response. The Army said in a statement that Downey walked through life makes him the ideal candidate to speak at the conference.
Plenty of sunshine across southern Colorado. Temperatures in the 70s for El Paso County and into the 80s across Pueblo and the Eastern Plains. Overnight tonight, we're in the 30s and 40s. Afternoon highs back in the 70s and 80s on Wednesday, but scattered showers and storms will be possible as we move through the afternoon as a cold front works across the state, dropping temperatures into the 50s by Thursday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.